Title: Amen Workflow, Break Roll Offset in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that rolling, forward moving Amen energy the way drum and bass and jungle actually feel when it's right. The goal today is simple. We're going to create an Amen main loop that stays confident and punchy, and then we'll add a separate roll layer that we intentionally offset. And when I say offset, I mean two things. 1. Micro timing, like a few milliseconds early or late, so it feels thrown into the groove instead of copy-pasted. 2. Placement offsets in the arrangement, like starting a roll a 16th early as a pickup, or a 16th late so the bar line feels like it stumbles into place. This is one of those techniques that sounds small on paper, but when you do it right, your drums go from loop playing to track moving. First, quick setup so it feels like DNB immediately. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Create two audio tracks and name them Amen Main and Amen Roll. Then make two return tracks, one called Short Verb and one called Drum Smash. On Short Verb, drop hybrid reverb. Go for plate algorithm. Keep the decay tight, like 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb, so it's not muddying your low end, somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. This return is glue, not atmosphere. You should feel it more than hear it. On drum smash, add drum bus into glue compressor. Push drum bus drive pretty hard, like 10 to 25, a bit of crunch, heat boom subtle. Then the glue compressor, fastish attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Soft clip on. When you send into it aggressively, you're aiming for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is your parallel aggression fader for fills and transitions. Now, step 1. Import and warp the Amen properly. Don't skip this. If your timing foundation is sloppy, offsets just become mess. Drop your Amen sample onto Amen Main. Double-click it to open clip view. Turn warp on. For breakbeats, start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients, then adjust the envelope somewhere around 35 to 60. Higher envelope tightens the tails and makes it more staccato. Lower keeps it more natural and smeary. There's no moral choice here. It's just what the loop needs. Now make sure the downbeat is truly the downbeat. If the first transient in the sample is the real one, you can right-click and choose warp from here, straight. If not, manually place 1.1.1 on the first real downbeat hit. Then loop it and listen with the metronome for a moment. Your goal is that the loop cycles perfectly and hits the grid confidently. Teacher note here, you want timing control before you start offsetting. Think of it like this. First you make a reliable machine. Then you teach it to groove. Cool. Step 2. Create a dedicated roll version. Two options, and you can absolutely use both in a real track. Option A is fast and classic. Duplicate audio and isolate the roll region. Duplicate your Amen clip from Amen Main onto Amen Roll. In the roll track, find a tasty roll moment. In the Amen, it's often that snare or tom flurry. Highlight about half a bar or one bar that contains the roll vibe, then consolidate with Control or CMDJ. Now you've got a clean little roll clip you can loop. Half a bar loop is relentless pressure. One bar loop gives more variation. Option B is more control. Slice to MIDI. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transient Slicing. Ableton makes a drum rack with slices mapped to pads. Now you can write a roll in MIDI 16ths or 30 seconds around the snare and tom slices, and shape velocity. Velocity is huge here. If every hit is identical, you get machine gun. That can be a vibe in some harder styles, but classic rolling breaks usually breathe. A pro move is to keep an audio roll for raw vibe, and a MIDI roll for designed moments. Audio gives you break doing tricks. MIDI gives you I meant that. Now we get to the core technique, roll offset. We'll do it three ways, and each one has a different musical purpose. Method 1 is clip start offset for micro timing. This is the thrown roll trick. On the Amen roll clip, find the start marker and move it slightly forward or backward. Tiny increments. Try plus 5 to plus 25 milliseconds for a late feel, or minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds for an early, urgent feel. Listen to what changes emotionally. A small positive offset makes the roll lag and feel heavier, like it's dragging the groove forward by weight. A small negative offset makes it rush and feel frantic, very jungle, very about to explode. And here's an extra coach note. Calibrate by feel, not by numbers. Loop two bars, and a slash be between no offset and offset every two beats. If you can't immediately tell which one is leaning, it's too subtle or beating masked. If it sounds like a mistake, It's too much, at 174 BPM. Tiny moves read fast. Method 2 is nudging the roll region in arrangement view. This is macro placement where the roll happens in the phrase. Put your roll at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Set your grid to 1/16 or 1/32 if you want to get surgical. Now nudge the entire roll clip earlier or later. Starting 1/16 early creates anticipation, like a pickup. Starting 1/16 late creates that trip into the next phrase, like the groove falls into place after the bar line. Try a couple placements. Start a roll around 7.4.3 so it's slightly early, and then slam into 8.1.1. Or start it a bit late, like 8.1.2, so the downbeat feels like it lands after a stumble. This is composition, not just drum editing. You're telling the listener's body what to expect. Method 3 is groove pull plus commit. This is how you get repeatable, musical push-pull. Open the groove pull and grab something like swing 16, or an MPC-style swing. Apply it to the Amen roll clip. Set groove amount around 20 to 45%. Timing around plus 10 to plus 25. Keep random tiny, like 2 to 8, because too much random at 174 BPM becomes messy instantly. Velocity in the groove can be subtle, maybe 0 to 10. Unless you really want it to pump, once it feels right, commit the groove. That bakes the timing into the clip so you can keep editing from there. Key idea: groove the roll layer, not your whole drum foundation. Keep your kick and main snare steady, so the club punch stays intact. If everything is swung, nothing is swung. You need contrast so the offset actually reads as energy. Now, let's make sure the roll doesn't sound like a messy loop pasted on top. We're going to tighten and weight it with a simple stock chain. On Amen roll, start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, because the roll doesn't need sub. If it's boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 400. If it needs bite, a small boost around 3 to 6K can help, but don't go harsh. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch 5 to 15%. Adjust damp so your hats don't fizz out. Then saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps it speak in a mix without just turning it up. Then glue compressor. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Ear shaping, not flattening. Send a little to short verb, like 5 to 12%. And optionally automate sends to drum smash, anywhere from 0 to 20%, especially on transitions. Here's a priority transient rule that will save you. Decide which hit is king. Usually it's the snare on 2 and 4, or the first kick of the bar. A roll hit that lands within about 10 to 20 milliseconds of that main transient should be moved, shortened, or muted. Otherwise you get flam chaos, and the groove loses authority. And another fix for flams: offset plus envelope is cleaner than offset alone. If the roll overlaps too much, don't only shift timing, shorten the tail. Use clip fades, or adjust so the roll's release doesn't smear into the main snare. The ear often hears overlap more than it hears the tiny timing difference. Now let's turn this into arrangement, because offsets should tell a story. Try the 16-bar skeleton. Bars 1 through 4. Amen main only. Let the groove establish. Bars 5 through 8. Bring in the roll quietly. Maybe keep it high-passed and tuck down. At the end of bar 8, last two beats, offset the roll early by a 16th and make it slightly louder. That creates anticipation. Bar 9. New section or drop. Then at bar 16, offset the roll late, make it heavier, maybe more distortion, and automate more drum smash send. That creates tension and weight before the next phrase. Automation ideas that work really well: ramp the roll up by about 1.5 to 3 dB into transitions. Push drum smash send from 0 up to around 25% just for the last half bar. And automate the roll's high pass filter from, say, 200 down to 120 as you approach the drop, so it opens up. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, offsetting everything. If the main kick and snare drift too, you lose punch. Let the foundation be stable and make the roll the animated layer. Second, too much random in the groove pool. Random is powerful, but it gets sloppy fast. Third, warp artifacts from the wrong mode. If tails get chirpy, try changing the beat's envelope value, or in some cases test Complex Pro. Just remember, Complex Pro can smear transients, so be intentional. Fourth, roll fighting the snare. If it overlaps, carve space with EQ or mute a roll hit right before the main snare. Fifth, no velocity shape, especially on MIDI rolls. Even if timing is perfect, flat velocity makes the roll feel dead. Let's add a couple darker, heavier DNB Pro tips. Parallel distort the roll only. Keep the main brake cleaner and use drum smash return to make the roll nasty without nuking your transients. Try pitching the roll down by 1 to 3 semitones from inner tone, but watch for warp artifacts. And a cool sound design extra. Put auto filter after distortion on the roll, and use a little envelope amount so louder hits get a touch brighter. That makes the roll feel like it steps forward dynamically, without needing more volume. One more advanced idea: if you want the roll to feel animated without becoming timing chaos, two-layer roll. Duplicate the roll. High pass one layer so it's mostly attack and brightness. Make the other band limited for body. Now offset only the bright layer by a few milliseconds. Your ear reads movement, but the groove stays stable. Alright, mini practice exercise. This is the fastest way to internalize it. Make a 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with your Amen. Build a roll layer, either audio or sliced MIDI. Then make three versions of the roll. Version A, start offset plus 10 milliseconds. Version B, start offset minus 10 milliseconds. Version C, no start offset, but groove amount around 35%, then commit it. Arrange them like this. Bars 7 and 8 use the early version, version B, to create anticipation. Bars 15 and 16 use the late version, version A, but louder and with more drum smash send. Then render a quick bounce and listen away from the screen at low volume. Which transition feels biggest? That answer is the point. You're training your ear to recognize push versus drag. Let's recap what you just built.